The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, we are coming up on Election Day next Tuesday, and in the city of Port Huron, voters will be electing a mayor. And the mayor for the past 13 years, Pauline Rep, is with us right now seeking re-election. Good morning, Pauline.
Good morning, Paul.
You know, every year, two years. It is a two-year term. It's different, and you were part of the movement to change how we elect a mayor in Port Huron.
Absolutely, yes. It used to be that you elected all seven council members at large every 2 years, and then from within the body, that usually was historically the highest vote getter, mm-hmm. got to be mayor. And then when the charter changed, which was, I believe it was the year after I originally took office, and then it changed to council have a 4-year term staggered, and the mayor's still up for 2 years.
So every 2 years you have a decision to make. Do I want to do this for another 2 years? And you decided to go for a re-upping for another term. Why?
Well, you know, a lot of people ask me that. Why? You know, I think because over the past 13 years, there's been so much progress that's been made. And that's not just because of me, by any means. But I think that I bring stability to it. And I think that we've worked well together over the years, all of the different council members. You don't have to agree with everybody, but you do have to work together. It's not a one-man show. And you know, you look at all the good things. You want to see it continue, and I think part of that does have to do with stability. And so, I would like to continue in this role.
What are some of those things? I mean, we could probably spend hours talking about everything that's transpired here in the last dozen years. But when you just kind of look at a snapshot of Port Huron over the last 10, 12, 13 years, what do you see?
Well, even looking out this window, you know, there was a time that you looked out the window here and nobody went by. So it's, you know, although our population has dropped, and it has, I mean, that's a fact, I think that it's more vibrant. We have certainly more development in our city, and we're starting down the road of getting more housing, which is very important. We're missing that middle-of-the-road housing in Port Huron, and it's difficult to do because of being landlocked. But, you know, certainly I would never have thought 13 years ago that we would have the housing that we do with lofts downtown or a grocery store downtown or a theater downtown. I mean, there was basically, it was pretty dead there. And our industrial park was, you know, not at full occupancy. It is now. And, you know, our parks are all looking very nice. We've put a lot of money and effort into our parks. And I think a big part of that has been since COVID, because it became apparent of how important it was that people get outside and have activities to do. So, you know, a lot. So I think that it's been a big change in Port Huron over the past 13 years, and to the better.
What are some of the challenges coming up in the next couple of years?
Well, you know, you're still, like I said, I mentioned the housing, and certainly that is. And actually a challenge that's not necessarily just for the city of Port Huron, but for the whole community is finding workers. And we have that same problem within the city itself, too, finding workers. So not that government can take care of that, but I think what it can help is providing a nice environment for people to want to come here and live and work. And I think that's the most important thing. I mean, you provide, as a government, you provide public services, you know, your police, your fire, your parks, your, you know, streets and all of those things. But you have to provide a good place and for people to live. And I think it will attract other people to come here if we continue down that road. And hopefully that helps with the workers' shortage. But there's that. There's also, you know, we're still, I mean, we're always, it's been a battle for as long as I can remember, of cleaning up neighborhoods and, you know, and learning what people want. I mean, it's not about what I want or what the government wants. It's what do the people want to have happen in their neighborhood, and trying to get people to work together.
Well, and we're seeing that happen on the south side right now with the new condo development sort of spurring this ongoing conversation about, well, what other development, what kind of economic development do we want to see in that corridor?
That's right. And, you know, when you bring a housing project such as that's going to go down there, and that's, you know, $14 million of investment, tax dollars for the city of Port Huron, But it provides a place to live, and it provides vibrancy in people down there, which in turn provides, well, I wouldn't say provides, but gives the opportunity for businesses to open. And, you know, people that live there are going to work there. And it's just kind of like a whole circle that goes around. So you need to have it all. It's a big picture.
We're talking with Pauline Rep. She is the mayor of Port Huron seeking re-election next Tuesday. What does the mayor do? And I ask you that because, you know, we see at the council meetings, we know that you lead the city council. You are the mayor, the, you know, leader of Port Huron, but your vote is the same as anybody else on council. We have a city manager that runs the day-to-day operations. Just kind of describe what the job of mayor is.
Well, actually, you're right. You know, I have no more vote than the rest of the council. I am the face of the council. I am probably the person who's out in the community. I'm the person that people... I kind of like to look at it as a PR sort of thing. You know, if someone wants you at an event, they're going to call the mayor and ask to have the mayor there. So it's a lot of going to events, you know, being out there kind of, like I said, PR person. And also the other role that I do serve, and I serve right now, is I'm involved with a lot of organizations outside of the city of Port Huron, which is very good for the city. It gets our name out there. It gives us opportunities that we might not have otherwise. I currently serve as first vice chair for SEMCOG, Southeastern Michigan Council of Governments, and I am up to be the chair next year. Now, that's the seven counties in the Southeastern Michigan, and that's a lot of clout, and it helps us as a city. So I'm very involved with them, involved with the president of the Michigan Association of Mayors until the end of this year, involved with a lot of local organizations and boards, too. And I think that's, you know, the mayor has a role where they pull people together and get people to work together.
Been mayor for 13 years, but you've served in city government for how long?
This coming year will be my 40th year. I know.
It doesn't seem possible.
No, it doesn't seem possible. It does not. And certainly, you know, when you said, what do you want to do when you grow up? I can honestly say this was not at the top of my list, but... I thoroughly enjoy serving the city of Port Huron and hope to do it again.
Well, as voters make their decision next Tuesday, why should they reelect Pauline Rep to be mayor of Port Huron?
Yeah, no stumble over
mayor
that,
Pauline.
Paul. probably for all the same reasons that I've just talked about. I think that it's, you know, I guess you look back and you say, okay, I've served for 13 years. Is the city of Port Huron a better place? I think so. And I don't think it's because of just me, by any means. I think it's because I have the ability to work with people and get things done. And I think that when you look around, things have been done. And yes, there's lots more to do. I'm not going to try to say that there isn't, because there is. But I'm committed, dedicated, and all the things I think that you need in a mayor.
All right. Pauline, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Pauline Rep, mayor of Port Huron, seeking re-election in next Tuesday's vote. Let's check in with Caleb Gordon, see what's happening in our news headlines.